My Purpose Right Now. Follow Your Heart. That was the name of my first blog, and it's certainly what I've been doing. As I mentioned in my last blog, I've fallen in love again. Now, some of you who know me may be scratching your heads. I mean, I've been with my boyfriend Jerry for over 2 years. Why all this talk of love now? Because I finally gave up what I was holding on to, my past. You see, even though I've been very much in love with Jerry while we've been together, I've been guarded. As much as I said I was all in, I've always had one hand on the door, ready to run at the first sign of danger. I've been so stuck in my head about love and relationships and what they mean or don't mean to me that I was never fully allowing myself to experience the love right in front of me. I was only viewing it through the eyes of my past. I was jaded. I had been in relationships before and experienced loss of love, and I guess I was waiting for the old pattern to repeat itself. In my not wanting to be disappointed, I was literally just watching and waiting for it to happen. I'm divorced. That sounds like I'm announcing I have some kind of disease, and I have to admit, there was a time when I muttered those words that I felt like I did. If you would have told me that I was going to be divorced one day, I would have called you a liar. Me? Never. Life is funny, though. The things you think you would never do or could ever happen to you have a way of showing up and humbling you. And now here I am, humbled. What used to be hopes and dreams for my future turned into disappointments and letdowns. Everything I thought was going to be my life was shattered into 1,000 little pieces the day I packed my moving truck and looked at my home in my rearview mirror. Back then, I collected whatever little bits and pieces were left, and I moved on, swearing that I would never be so foolish to do such a silly thing as fall in love again. Until finally, I am surrendering to the truth that I am right back in love. Now that I am here, I am reminded how good it feels, how safe it feels, how wonderful it is to love and be loved, all in, with no guards. It's freedom. Freedom from the naysayer in my mind that told me I would never love again. Freedom from the thoughts that love is for fools. Freedom from the tough girl, I don't need anybody, I can do it on my own. And I could. But now I am realizing, why would I want to? I'm going to do it again, all of it. And if I end up flat on my face, I will stand up, wipe off the dirt, and do it again, because love is always worth it. So that's where I've been. I've been spending as much time as possible with Jerry. Our sleepovers have graduated from 3 a week to 5, and it doesn't scare me one bit. We are looking for a home and talking about starting our new life together. All of it feels right, and I'm following that feeling. If I have learned anything these past 5 months since I left my career, I have learned how to more clearly separate the voice of my heart from the voice of my head. I am becoming so aware of the ego and its job of constantly trying to sabotage my life by pretending it's protecting me. I am able to listen to both my heart and my head, knowing that it's just part of the human experience. We all have these inner voices that speak to us, but I'm just scratching the surface at understanding that they don't always tell the truth, and a lot of the head noise is not really the true us. I thought this journey of following my heart and finding my purpose was going to lead me to a new career. It seems it is currently leading me to love. As usual, you make your plans and then life happens. So this is where I am in my life. My focus is on Jerry and starting a new journey with him. That's my purpose right now, and I'm going to be completely present for it. It is good to go wherever the heart leads you. Curious to see what is next. Right back soon. Love, Annie.